League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast. Once again, as usual, this is Tariq joining you, and this time we have Karan joining.
Hey guys.
All the way from Delhi. Karan, so how is it going in Delhi with the football?
Well, all I can say is it's October and it's still hot and humid.
Meanwhile, it is October and things are getting heated up in the Premier League, and that's what we are here to talk about. We have already had almost pretty much every team play 7 games. We have multiple title contenders. Every team is looking slick. Every team is looking exciting. Karan, what do you make of all the results? The big result, of course, we begin with is Tottenham 2, Manchester City 0. Could have been 3-0. Penalty saved. Big result because they came in, beat a team which had won 6 games in a row. Everybody had thought Pep Guardiola had made them unstoppable. So where does that leave us with the title race?
Well, it's a bit, catch-20 situation if you actually think about it right now, because judging by the way things are going, until last week, City were, similar to last season, all-conquering and, free-flowing, and then suddenly today they came across a Tottenham side who were that much more determined, who were, to be fair, extremely impressive in their performance against City. But these two teams aside, I think a lot of exciting things happening. Liverpool have been really, really good to watch. Everton have, silently been picking up points, although they had you could honestly say that they dropped two on Friday. United, it seems like, they turned the corner the last week, but then again today, a game which they really should have won, not just based on Stoke's recent performances, but also on the fact that, they were quite impressive, even today, just that they were extremely wasteful. So, a lot of things happening, and it's a little difficult to judge right now who we can say are genuine contenders.
So, let's quickly kind of recap this for our listeners, that what we are looking at is potentially at least 7 legit title contenders, 3 teams from London, Tottenham, Arsenal, Chelsea, 2 teams from Merseyside, Liverpool, Everton, and 2 teams from Manchester City and United. Everybody's still in the mix.
That's what's so exciting about it. And it's hard to believe that, it was this time last year that, Leicester was still on song and, it hadn't reached a point where people were starting to take them seriously. And well, let's face it, people didn't start taking them seriously until January of this year, in fact.
Yeah, or even probably a little past that, because everybody thought an Arsenal or a Tottenham would have the legs to do that. Tottenham, of course, off to one of their best starts ever in the Premier League. 17 points collected, sitting at number 2 on the table. As we speak, Liverpool are sitting at number 3 on the table, but if Arsenal win the game against Burnley, they go to number 3, Liverpool to number 4. There's just a couple of points, 3 points maybe, between 1st and 4th. So just basically one game.
Absolutely, and add to the fact that had United not dropped 2 points, they would have been in the mix where we would have had just about 3 points separating the top 5. So that just shows, things are getting, extremely congested at the top of the table right now.
Okay, and speaking of congestion, we have seen all the teams going forward have looked extremely exciting, but every team probably has its own defensive frailties. Liverpool without an away clean sheet, I think since February. Then you have United, who again today conceded a goal in a game they should have clearly finished off. We have seen that happen with Manchester City in the midweek in the Champions League, and then again today, they've let in 5 goals in 2 games. So do you think this championship or the title race is going to come down to defence, or is it going to be decided by attack?
Yes, your defence is definitely going to have a you know, huge part to play if you really want to, be in the reckoning come April, May. Having said that, you just described all the team's deficiencies when it came to their defense. But the one team I would say that has actually been quite good defensively has been Tottenham. If you actually look at the stat, they've conceded one penalty, if I'm not mistaken, and one from a direct free kick and one from an indirect free kick.
Yeah, there's hardly any from open play, which is very ominous as far as Tottenham go. They seem to have this sort of...
Exactly, and if you actually think about it, last season the issues that Tottenham had were defensive, which seems to have been addressed this season, and they're pretty much similar in terms of how they were last year going forward. So I think Pochettino that way has done a really, really good job in tightening up the issues that they had in the back last season, because the fag end of last season when Tottenham were in the red for the title, they actually had dropped a lot of points, a few late in the games, and they threw away games where they had sizable leads.
Yes, if you remember the one against Chelsea, which finally confirmed Leicester's championship status, they conceded two goals after going two up.
Absolutely, and that just shows the difference that a few months can actually make. Pre-season looks like Pochettino has really, buckled down and concentrated on improving their defensive rating that they had last season.
And if you look at the table right now, it's Tottenham Hotspurs who are the only unbeaten team in this league. So it clearly talks about how they have been doing.
Exactly, and this shows, they've drawn a couple of games, but at the end of it, they're not all that far behind. They're just now just 1 point off City. In fact, today's result was, to be fair, total actually flattered City, considering the fact that, Tottenham could have, made it even more embarrassing for them. So, things really, really look quite exciting right now.
Okay. And we will quickly also delve into, since you have a couple of minutes more left on the podcast, your impressions from the Champions League, because you are the only one watching Champions League from Soccer Sense.
I wouldn't say that I'm the only one watching the Champions League with the Sabres, but barring the result which between City and Celtic, which was quite an entertaining game, yet to see any major upset so far. I think the usual suspects have been quite good. I know Atletico, they got the better of Bayern, but then again, it's
these are good games, and you would not want to read too much into them. I think the only storyline you would want to read into, or the storyline that has been significant, has been how Leicester have gone ahead and won their first two games.
Which is phenomenal. I think the second game was against Porto, if I'm not mistaken, who by no means are spring chicken when it comes to European competitions. It's definitely something very refreshing to see a team like Leicester, who of course by now we should realize that we shouldn't be surprised.
But at the same time, they are rookies on the Champions League, so you would have expected that they might take a little time to adjust to the whole idea of European football, but evidently not.
True. Probably the fact that they're rookies is what is actually benefiting them right now, because they don't really have anything to fall back on, and they don't have as much expectations as some of the bigger boys. It's pretty similar to how Tottenham were in the Champions League a few seasons back under Harry Redknapp. They just went free-flowing, and they were quite entertaining to watch. I remember the game against, I think it was Inter Milan, where they went 4-0 down, and suddenly out of the blue, Bale announced himself to the world with an amazing hat-trick. So it's quite similar to how Tottenham were all those years back. So I guess the only concern I have here is, seems like Leicester's performances in Europe could have a bearing now on the performances in the league, which was always a concern, which we discussed back end at the end of last season, in fact.
And of course, for Leicester, the critical issue, obviously, it would be naive to think that they would be defending the title, but the critical issue would be for them to stay in hunt for mid-table and potentially slightly upper table finish, which is what they would really be looking at.
Ideally, yes, we could. So we would definitely say that. I still remember the last episode we did last season where we discussed what should Leicester's expectations be this time around. And we discussed that a top 10 finish, or maybe even a top 6 or 7 finish would be considered a huge success. But judging by the way the other teams have performed, like your Liverpools and your Everton, for example.
It is going to be hard to break into those top six.
Exactly, that seems to be looking a bit of a stretch for Leicester right now.
Anyway, we will keep a track of all of that, both Leicester on the European track and the Premier League as we go on. So that's about all the time we have this week, Karan. Vishal is absent again and, curiously enough, on a week when United drop points once more.
I think we should probably do a trend analysis on that.
But we should have him back next week. That's all for now from Soccer Sense. You can find us on Stitcher, on iTunes, and on Pocket Cast or any other podcast platform that you use. Or you can find us on the web at soccer-sense.madewithopinion.com. This is Tariq. In the meantime, signing off along with Karan.
See you guys.
See you guys next week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.